Well, the seminar is really like a training. The National Dialogue Steering Committee will be listening to experts from South Sudan and in the region who will listen, who will begin to understand about how such processes have taken place in other countries and learn from it.
So far, is there anything, any step that the steering committee has done so far that you would like to share with us? What progress has been made so far since it was formed?
Well, there is a lot of progress. I mean, the committees, the subcommittees that were formed about 3 weeks ago or about a month ago are now ready and have begun their work. Those that are operating in Cuba, like the security committee, the security subcommittee, has already met, you know, like the police and other organized forces, and the other subcommittees going to the region are also now preparing to leave for the region. So the conversation really has begun with the stakeholders.
A lot of calls have been made on this dialogue to be inclusive for it to be successful. As a member of the steering committee, has there been any efforts towards that to make everybody involved in this national dialogue?
Yes. As you might have known, the two delegations are leaving maybe today or tomorrow to South Africa to consult with Dr. Riek Machar, and then another one will go to Khartoum and Ethiopia to consult with Dr. Damakol and other rebel leaders who are based in those countries. And so really a lot of consultations is already going on.
Alfred, personally, if you have, like, for this national dialogue to be very successful, for it to achieve what South Sudanese want, what do you think should be done?
You have mentioned it in your talk about inclusivity. I mean, it must be inclusive. It must involve almost all Southerners. So all Southerners must be consulted, and they may be allowed to give their opinions. You know, so that all grievances are aired out freely, this will lead to success, because then nobody will have grievances that are not addressed.
There are some voices saying if there's no total peace in the country, peace first, which is, of course, the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement, fully implementation, before the national dialogue. Others are saying the national dialogue cannot bring peace unless the 2015 peace agreement is fully implemented. What do you have to say on that?
I think these two processes go together. I mean, the peace agreement has not brought total peace. And so it needs to be held by dialogue. Why is the peace agreement not fully implemented? So one cannot do without the other. The peace agreement, of course, is important for the dialogue for peace. And that is why the National Dialogue members, you know, especially the steering committee, are calling for ceasefire, you know, to make it conducive for the peace agreement to be implemented and for the peace to come. So they all go together. One should not be left behind. There should be dialogue while the peace agreement should also be implemented.
Personally, are you optimistic that this peace, this national dialogue will bring total peace to South Sudan?
I'm very optimistic, yes. All these things are done together. The peace agreement is implemented speedily and in time, and the national dialogue is held, and it involves everybody. I think peace will come.
All right, Alfred, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, too.